Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
It's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17.
And I hope it's still here.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Curtis Ellis, economic expert and policy director for America First Policies. Curtis, thanks again for being here. I want to continue to discuss the steps, the plans, the efforts of the Fed to do whatever they can to hold this economy together. We were hit with a great shock. This pandemic thing that hit us, it could have been worse. It probably wasn't going to be as bad as some people thought it was going to be, but it could have been worse. This is a horrible, it's a mean disease, no question about it. But regardless, we've never had our economy brought to a halt in a period of a week or two, like we and for a couple of 3 months, like we had this time. I'm saying we'll never do it again. But was that justification for the government and the Fed, in your mind, to do what they did with the CARES Act, with the Paycheck Protection Program, et cetera? What do you think?
Look, they had to step in and do something because we've never seen the economy brought to a complete halt like this. The Chinese Communist Party managed to stop our way of life, quite literally.
Mm-hmm.
First, they shut down their economy, and our factories stopped running because they couldn't get the inputs from China.
It must be said that whether they intended to hurt us by releasing it on purpose or not, they certainly could have prevented it from being as bad as it was, and they allowed it to happen.
Exactly.
Completely,
even now,
what the consequences could be.
Yeah, even now the infallible Dr. Fauci, and I say that sarcastically, the infallible Dr. Fauci admits that the Chinese covered this thing up and didn't tell
all the way back to all the way back to maybe September, October of last year.
Yeah. So we saw our economy, our way of life, brought to a halt. The economy frozen. Literally frozen. I'm in New York City now, and it's still frozen here. It's incredible. It's a ghost town here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not healthy. So the Fed had to do something. You've got people not paying rent, and that means you've got people not paying their mortgage. And
28 million small businesses, and still, even with all the help they got, hundreds of thousands, millions won't recover, and it breaks my heart. So they had to do something.
It breaks my heart too. Now, what are the two sectors?
I do want to get to that. I really want to get to the interest rates. This is really important because this is news. They're talking about getting interest rates down to zero, and some countries have actually gone with negative rates. In Europe, they've gone negative rates. What is that? How does that look in America? When you've got rates that low rates, does that not just create deflation?
Well, I'd say I like to look at the positive side here, and it's a tremendous opportunity to do a major infrastructure project.
Right.
We need to rebuild America.
Right.
And we need to rebuild American industry.
In a 21st century way, not we don't need to fight the old war, we need to fight the new war.
That's right. We need a build out of
broadband to the last
5G
mile.
Broadband
to the last mile.
Exactly.
Not just broadband, but last mile.
The same way we had rural electrification in the 1920s, and that created the Roaring Twenties, and that created a boom like you've never seen before and brought rural America into the 20th century, into the modern world.
Yep.
People were still washing their clothes by hand. There was no electricity if you got outside the cities. We need now rural broadband.
Yep.
That way you don't need to outsource jobs, outsource call centers, outsource reading of X-rays to India.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it to the Indian Reservation in South Dakota. You can't do that now because they don't have broadband internet.
Cheap labor,
you don't have to go around the world to get it. You can go across state lines to get it.
That's exactly right. But I think that's going to happen more and more. I think we're going to shift from globalization to hemisphericization. I think things are going to be brought back more here. But but still negative rates. Low rates are, I think, exactly what you're saying. But when you go to negative rates, that's a whole other financial universe, isn't it?
It sure is. And as a universe, I still haven't a hard time getting my mind wrapped around that one. Pay me to, I don't know.
Negative interest. I think in my mind, zero is recognizing that we're in an extreme situation right now. Negative, that's when we start getting desperate. And I don't think we're desperate yet. I think that we're not bankrupt in America. We still have assets. We still have the ability to earn. And if you go negative interest rates, I think that's when you're saying we're desperate. And I don't think we are there yet. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I agree. And our whole economic system was built on the idea of saving money, and
right.
We want to encourage people to earn money and then put it in the bank.
Who's seen
so
a saver?
That it can be lent out again.
How long has it been since you saw a saver?
Retirees would live on their interest.
Curtis, how long has it been since you met a saver? I don't even know who they are. I don't know where they are. Maybe there's an 89-year-old somebody in a nursing home or something who's still a saver. Hey, Curtis, I need the website, please.
The website is AmericaFirstPolicies.org, AmericaFirstPolicies.org.
When we come back,
we are the official Trump Super PAC.
I'm going to get you to talk about that in a second. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about Trump derangement syndrome without talking about voting for Trump. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.